thought the performance was good. It was more like the way we play, and it gives me a lot of belief looking at the last 15 games, because we were excellent today. You know, we scored two really good goals, and for a majority of the game, we defended exceptionally well with bravery. We tried to pass, and we created opportunities. So from the performance perspective, I'm really pleased, but I'm disappointed with the result.
What does the result against a side like Bradford, who are in very good form, actually do psychologically for the side?
I'm not too sure. We'll find out probably Tuesday and in the remaining games. But like I said, the result, I'm happy with the performance, you see, and I can see like a way forward, you know, with that type of performance.
Has that been missing recently, the way forward, in your mind?
No, not my mind, not my way forward. I'm pretty certain of the way forward. It's just we're not getting the performances from the players that we expect on a regular basis. You know, and there's only so long you can keep playing those players and waiting for it to happen. So it's up to me now to take charge and make it happen.
What about this Saturday, Tuesday? Is it draining on squads, on management even?
Well, I'm reasonably happy with it. I'd prefer it that way, you know, because too much thinking time, too much training time. You know, I think it's important. But I've got to bear in mind that, you know, Niall's not played for a while, and obviously Grant's not. So we've got to be careful. We've got to make sure our recovery is right so the players can play the games, because the games are really, really important. They always are the most important parts of the week. But, you know, we're counting down now. We've got 15 games left, and, you know, the next game's really important. So as many fit bodies as I possibly can, and again, I'll choose and select a side that I feel as though represents best value to beat, you know, Fleetwood Tuesday.